Nolte, New York Times spreads, Scrubs bizarre anti-Trump conspiracy theory. By John Nolte on October 9, 2020. The far-left New York Times's Maggie Haberman published a ludicrous conspiracy theory on its front page Friday and then scrubbed it as though it never happened. Haberman, who's infamous for using the Times to publish all her fanfic for unmarried white women over 40, and Peter Baker, sought to deliberately mislead their readers with some horseshit about how President Trump stood in front of the green screen to record one of the videos he's released since his return from Walter Reed this week. On Thursday, Trump released a video addressed to America's seniors, a group that polls say he's losing to Joe Biden over his handling of the coronavirus. So in a hysterical front-page article, the neurotic Haberman used the New York Times to publish another round of fanfic for cat lovers about how Trump's melting down over his poll numbers, hurling wild accusations, and basically a victim of roid rage because of the steroids he's still on for his coronavirus treatment. It's all opinion and confidential sources mixed with mania and the desperation of an ugly girl at closing time. But check out this news the Times felt was fit to print. In the video, Mr. Trump was shown on the south lawn of the White House hundreds of feet away from the mansion. But it appeared to be a digital backdrop as leaves blowing in the wind behind him could be seen repeating on a loop. Judd Deere, a White House spokesman, insisted that he was definitely outside. Mr. Trump has not appeared before news cameras since his return from Walter Reed on Monday evening. And now that paragraph is gone. After publishing that lie, the fake New York Times deleted it without a word, without an update, without a correction. That was on the front page. The front page. To recap, the Times published a totally unfounded and absurd conspiracy because Twitter is full of fact-checkers, or something. Published it even after the White House said absolutely not. And then, sometime in the middle of the night, it just disappeared. Now the fake story reads like this: I don't link fake news. Mr. Trump later released a video addressed specifically to senior citizens, who were once his political base but have increasingly soured on him as they have been disproportionately affected by the pandemic, according to polls. To my favorite people in the world, the seniors, he said in the video. I'm a senior. I know you don't know that. Nobody knows that. Maybe you don't have to tell them. But I'm a senior. Acknowledging that he had been very sick, he praised the experimental treatments he was given for the virus and vowed to provide them to seniors. I want you to get the same care that I got, he said. You're going to get the same medicine. You're going to get it free, no charge, and we're going to get it to you soon. The Times wasn't the only liar spreading this nonsense. So was NBC News by way of MSNBC primetime anchor Chris Hayes. I think it's pretty clearly a green screen. The sharpness of the outline and the lighting. Also, it's a very long way to bring a sick president to shoot something when you have the Rose Garden, Hayes tweeted. Good heavens, I'm no expert, but the idea that's a green screen is just beyond stupid. The lighting matches. The shadows match. Do we really think the White House would set up wind machines to blow around Trump's hair and suit coat? This is my favorite part of the Times' so-called evidence. Mr. Trump was shown on the south lawn of the White House hundreds of feet away from the mansion. Well, there you go. That clinches it. Has to be fake because he's hundreds of feet from, lol, the mansion. When Trump's living there, it's not the White House, it's the mansion. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.